Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at www.harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. So the item that we have in stock today is actually really, really cool. I'm finally glad to get some of these in. I've been having people ask for this particular item, and this is a portable rechargeable Bluetooth keyboard. Now, actually, in my opinion, this is one of the nicest Bluetooth keyboards that I've seen come through here. Number one, it is small enough to be portable, very easily portable. But it's also, but it's not so small that it's not uncomfortable to type on. So basically, if you think of a laptop keyboard, that is basically what this is, that size keyboard. Now, the keys are really, they're spaced apart nicely. They've got really good cushion to them and good give to them. And it's just really comfortable to type on. I was typing on this today, and I actually was doing really well typing on it. If I can type on it really well, then anyone can. But what makes this really nice is, number one, what I said, the size and the real nice feel of the keys. But also, it's stainless steel. So it's going to give you a nice, rugged keyboard. It looks really good, and it feels really good, but it's also rugged with the stainless steel casing. So that is really nice as well. Now, this is, like I said, a rechargeable Bluetooth keyboard that will work with all operating systems. So this will work with your iPhones, iPads, iPods, all your iOS stuff. It'll work with your Mac OS stuff. It'll work with your Windows computers, and it'll work with your Android devices. So whatever you pair this up to, it actually adjusts the keys on it to work specifically for that device and hotkeys and so forth. So up across the top, where you normally would have like your function keys, those are function keys, but they also are hotkeys as well. So just like on a laptop, you're going to get hotkeys across the top, and if you hit the function button and then different keys across the top, it's going to do different things, whether it be volume up and down or skipping forward track or backward track or whatever. Now, I don't know all of them across there, but kind of the fun of it is figuring it out. Now, to the left side of the space bar, you do have four keys there, and two of those keys do act as voiceover keys, because I know I'm going to have people ask me that, because using a Bluetooth keyboard with an iPhone or an iPad, you want that voiceover key feel like you get with a Mac. So rather than it being the two middle keys, though, it's actually the two outer keys. So it's the would be the key all the way to the bottom left, and there would be the key right to the first to the left of the space bar. So those are your two voiceover keys. Now, bottom left is going to be your control key, and then the one into that, the next one over to the right of that, is your function key. And then you have your Windows key, and then your Alt key there. Now, on the right side, the other thing that I really like about this keyboard is the inverted T for the arrow keys. It actually has space above the left and the right arrow key, so it's a very good way to get your bearings and good tactile feedback there to know where you are on the keyboard. Now, this does also, if you flip it over on the back, it has four rubber feet. So if you set this on a table, it'll keep it from sliding around. And it also has a little bit of an incline on the back edge. So it actually raises the keyboard up just a little bit, so you're typing at kind of an angle, which is a really comfortable way to type. Now, on the back toward the left side, the top left rubber foot, so it would be toward the top edge of the keyboard over to the left side. If you follow that rubber foot to the right, you'll actually feel a little slide switch. Now, that is your power switch. So when the switch, if you're looking at the keyboard from the front, okay? So you're looking at it just like you would have in your lap for typing, and you reach back with your finger and wrap it underneath the back edge. If the switch is to the left, it is turned off, and if you flip the switch to the right, it turns it on. So that is the power switch there. Now, being that this is rechargeable, the cool thing is it's going to give you about 6 months of battery life, and that is based on using it about 2 hours a day, which that is pretty darn good battery life. Now, this does charge with a micro USB cable, and it is on the very right side, up on the top edge, the top corner on the side, and you can feel the port there to plug in your micro USB cable. Now, it does come with the micro USB cable in the package. There is a little piece that looks like packing material in there, and it's kind of a little rectangle styrofoam piece, and inside there is your cord. So don't throw that away thinking there's nothing in there, because there is a cord shoved in there. So the way you pair this up, it's actually pretty easy. So you're going to flip the switch on. Now, I do recommend charging this a good 3 to 4 hours initially, just to make sure it's good and charged up. But 6 months of battery, it's pretty darn good. 2 hours a day, that's good battery life. Anyway, so you're going to flip the switch to turn it on. And then once you turn it on, you're going to go down and you're going to hit the function and then the letter C key. So you're going to hold down on function, and then you can hit the letter C for connect. And that will instantly pop up a keyboard in your Bluetooth list. So just go to the Bluetooth list, go down, click on keyboard, and boom, pairs up just like that. Now, unlike some keyboards in the past, you don't have to enter a code to get this to pair up to your device. So you just click on it in your list, and boom, it's paired up. So very easy peasy there. Now, the other thing that's really nice about this is that it works with all operating systems. So you can use this for your laptops, you can use this for your desktop computers, your Android or iOS devices, or even your Mac. So it works with all of them. And I did try this out today, and it's got some really cool functionality on it. Like, if you hold in, now this is on my iPhone. If you hold in on the bottom left key and then the one over, the one right next to the right of it, and then the arrow up, at least arrow up and arrow down, that will actually jump from the status bar at the top of your iPhone down back into the field of play, as I will call it. Let me just see if I'm telling you that right. There's a lot of those little shortcuts, though, so be sure and try a different one. So let me, I got my iPhone here. Let me turn this on. And let's see. And it paired right up. Turned it on. It just paired right up in a matter of just a few seconds. So I'm going to hold down on those two keys.
Messages. One unread message. Talk. Music.
Let's see.
Music. Messages. One unread messages.
Okay.
Notifications.
So if you hold down on the two left keys and then the Alt key right to the left of the space bar and do up, that's the notification center. If you do that same thing and do it down, then that is the control center. And then if you hit function escape, that gets you out of that's basically like your home button. If you hold in on function escape, it activates Siri. So let's just show you guys that.
So.
Okay, hold on.
Check it out.
Let me get out of this. Okay, so I'm going to hold down function escape. What's the weather?
It's currently clear and 84 degrees in Oklahoma City. Expect partly cloudy skies starting tonight. Temperatures will be fairly consistent, averaging about 83 degrees.
So I did that with the keyboard, so very cool there. Let's see, what was the... so if I do...
Headings, actions, characters.
Let me figure out this one shortcut that I was.
856, notification set, business, group, 33 minutes ago. Messages,
here.
One unread message. Messages, one unread message, talk, music.
Of course, the two keys to the left, the very two left keys, and then the Alt key to the left of the space bar, and then left arrow, that's home, and then right arrow is end. And what is the one that I was trying to... trying to find...
Headings. Actions. Characters. Words. Speaking rate.
There's your rotor. So instead of the two keys on the left and the alt key, you're going to hold down one key on the left and then the alt key and then the key right to the left of that, which would be your Windows key. So there's just lots of cool little things that you can do. Of course, you got your
quick nav off.
Nav on and nav off with the arrow keys left and right. Hit that one time.
Quick nav on.
Hit left to right. Hit it again. That turns your nav on and off.
Quick nav off. Messages. One unread message. Dot.
There's your home and end.
Quick nav on.
I was trying to find that one that I found
music. Calls.
Today that was pretty cool. Where is that? Well, guys can play around with it.
Calls. Today. Edit mode. Activate.
If you hold down on the control key and the alt key right to the left of the space bar and do up and down,
edit mode.
That gets you the edit mode.
Activate. Default. Today.
Activate and the today mode. So there's just all kinds of cool little shortcuts on this thing.
Heading. Actions. Characters.
Just trying to
words. Speaking rate.
Find
80%. 75%.
There I'm adjusting the rotor up and down.
Page 203.
Where was that one? Well, I can't seem to find it. But anyway, it was... Oh, I know what it was.
3 of 4 bars. Signal strength.
Right there. If you hold down on the left, all the key all the way to the bottom left, which is the control and the function, and the alt key, and hit the M button, or the letter M...
Page 203. Adjustable.
Switches from your regular body of your iPhone...
3 of 4 bars. Signal strength.
And now I'm up in the status bar.
T-Mobile Network.
So now I'm up in the status bar, and you can read Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and all that. And if you do it again, then it puts you back down in the body of your... So yeah, just little cool little shortcuts like that. And if you put this in help mode, which is... see if I can figure out what help mode is. I did it earlier. Let's try this. Which one is help?
Starting help.
There it is. It's Control Alt K puts it in help mode, and so all these little shortcuts you do, it will tell you what they do. So see, tells you home, end, page up and page down.
Control M goes to the status bar.
Status bar.
Goes to the status bar. M goes to the status bar.
And then back where you were. So it tells you what all these cool things are, which is really
Option.
Neat.
Left arrow. Select right arrow. Select next rotor setting.
Rotor settings.
Right select next rotor setting.
Yeah, so that is so cool. So that help is very, very helpful, no pun intended, for learning all the shortcuts for this keyboard. Let's see if it gives us the top ones too.
F1. F2.
Let's do function F1.
Shift. No items found. Search field. Is editing. Quick nav off.
No.
Quick nav on. Messages.
Doesn't give us that, but it does give you everything else, which is really, really nice, and that'll be very, very helpful.
Starting help. Just stop help. Perform a 4-finger double tap or 2-finger scrub, or press escape on the keyboard.
And then you can hit escape on the keyboard, and it will get you out of help.
Escape. Escape the current context. Stopping help.
And so, yeah, that is way cool. That help is
help.
Is very,
help.
Let's try this.
Or press escape on the keyboard.
Yeah, so it doesn't tell you the necessarily the ones across the top,
the
but
context.
It does tell you all the other ones. And just do a little, just change your fingers on different buttons and press it. And if there's a shortcut key there, it'll tell you what it does. So really, really cool that I stumbled across that. Now, probably you guys have already known about those things, but I didn't, so it's kind of new to me. Anyway, so just slide the switch, disconnect, slide switch the other way, disconnects from your phone or your device. And, so this is a really, really nice keyboard. It's really slim. So basically, the main deck of the keyboard is literally just a few millimeters thick. It's not really thick at all. It's just a few millimeters. Of course, when you get up to the... When you get up to the top edge, which is a little bit thicker, where it gives you that little bit of an incline, then, you know, of course, that's going to be more like a quarter inch thick or whatever. But yeah, so this is a really, really nice keyboard, guys. These are brand new. Like I said, stainless steel. The keys on them are really nice size keys. They have your little raised lip or little raised edges on the F and the J key. They've got the space on the inverted T where the arrows are. And then they've got all your normal keys for all your other operating systems and for everything. And the keys are just really, really comfortable to type on. They've got a good feel to them. They're cushiony, kind of bouncy. So yeah, really nice keyboard. About 6 months battery life and about the size of a laptop keyboard is what I would say. Like I said, it does come with the micro USB charging cable and, yeah, guys, so these are brand new in the box. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is www.harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-633-2572. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.